Hello and welcome to episode 89 of Pixels in the Animation. We are so close, folks. So damn close to the end of this podcast. Oh, so close. I am, of course, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Nail.
It's so close, I can taste it.
This podcast episode features so many cliched episodes. Oh, wait. I mean, the Chaos Emeralds arc. I had not... Why didn't they do this from the beginning? And aren't there 7 Chaos Emeralds?
There are. And I expected this to be in the other cartoon, actually.
Yeah, why isn't this in the Dark Sonic? The good, air quote, Sonic.
It's like the two animation teams had a bet and one of them lost.
I mean, I like that they're finally doing something with Robotnik, that he's trying to, you know, take over the world and become invincible. He's trying to just take over Mobius. But you know, most of these 80s and 90s villains, you know, Skeletor, Hordak, Megatron, Cobra... they all want to take over the world. Dr. Claw. I mean, you know. But in this, it seemed like Robotnik only wanted to take over Mobius, which I guess technically Mobius is an entire planet. But I don't know. It just... these episodes felt more like what should have been done with the rest of the series. You can still be funny and do that. Like, you know, do 65 episodes. You could do 5 episodes of story and then 1 episode of one-off or comedy or whatever. And the 5 story episodes could still be a comedy story. It could still have comedy in it. I mean,
right.
He's always going to say way past cool and I can't wait to have a chili dog and up over and gone and all
I'm
that.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. Did I do that?
Wrong character. But the joke's on Robotnik anyway, because Ken Penders took over Mobius.
Yeah.
Which is another story entirely, which has very little to do with this cartoon.
So we start off with Robo Olympics.
Weren't we just doing this? I felt like I just watched this cartoon.
Yeah.
It was the last episode.
Wait, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. No, I'm making a joke. It's like 2 episodes in a row that kind of have similar themes.
Oh, yeah. I'm not... apparently, I'm
brain
out
fart.
Of it. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah, because of the
Olympic Games.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Of course, Robotnik will cheat, but in Robo Olympics, an asteroid is heading for Turtle Town, and Robotnik offers to save it, but only if Sonic agrees to play in the Robo Olympics against him and his robots. The Sonic Says segment was all about being active, which fits into this episode a little bit. I like this. I think it was funny. This aired November 8th of 93, so just a little bit more than a year before the Olympics of 94.
Okay.
So, not that bad.
Yeah.
I think there was it 94, 90? I could have sworn there were Winter Olympics in 94, but I could be wrong. I'm not looking it up, folks. I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
That was over 20 years ago.
So they're either like a year ahead or a year behind.
Yeah, pretty much. A year ahead or technically 3 years behind, because I do know that the 96 Olympics, because that was in Atlanta and all that drama. Robo Olympics, it's fun. It's interesting. It doesn't, because these first 2 episodes are pretty much one-offs, and then we get into the Chaos Emerald stuff. I don't know. Rome Olympics, it ended up, as well as I liked the jokes, it ended up being still middle ground. I'd probably give it a 3. Any other thoughts on Sonic before you rate it?
Not Robo really. It's just kind of typical sports competition type jokes. You know, the kind of stuff you'd see in like Laugh Olympics with Scooby Doo. Except the only difference is we didn't have Snagglepuss and Mildew Wolf on the sidelines. Heavens to Murgatroyd! I don't think he's gonna win the race.
Oh, Laugh Olympics! How we love you.
Yeah.
What do you give this one?
I'll give it a 2.
All right. Up next is Magnificent Sonic. More controversy! Yay! This episode was banned from Toon Disney airings due to the Columbine High School Massacre in 1999. Nowadays, this episode is no longer banned and continues to air on many TV networks.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic becomes the sheriff of Tranquil Gulch in hopes of keeping Robotnik's robots from harassing the locals. The Sonic Says segment was all about gun safety. That's pretty bold, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Transformers and maybe G.I. Joe did a PSA on gun safety, but a video game cartoon that yes, Robotnik does have ray guns and things like that, but I'm not trying to start controversy here, folks. I do not want people commenting on this episode, whether you're pro or against the Second Amendment, but
from my cold dead hands.
Oh my god. What did you think of this one?
As far as the PSA goes, it was kind of weird just because it was like, why is Sonic talking about guns? Like, be sure to keep your guns safe and away from your children. Okay. The episode itself, I might have gotten this a little bit mixed up with like an episode from the last podcast that had some Western themes of it. They kind of bleed together. Felt a little bit like Blazing Saddles, I guess. Wasn't this the one where Sonic agreed to become sheriff after Lily von Stupp convinced him to stay in town or something? Okay, yep. Then I got the right episode.
Yep, that's this one.
Yeah.
And
then he rode off into the sunset. That's about the most I remember from it. I just have my notes here. It was kind of an okay episode.
So, yeah, with these being one-offs, I'm ready for the Chaos Emerald Arc, but what are you going to give Magnificent Sonic?
I'll give it a 2.
Yeah, I will also give it a 2. Not the sheriff you mentioned last week, but there's another one. Oh, God. Imagine if Sonic was really Queekstraw and Tails was Papa Louie. Oh, God. Chaos Emerald. We'll be back after this, folks.
Yeah. At last, my very own time machine. Now I can proceed with my cleverest plan of all time, gathering the 4 most important items in the history of Mobius. The all-powerful Chaos Emeralds. With them, I will possess invisibility, invincibility, immortality, and finally, the power of life itself. With the Chaos Emeralds, no one can stop me from becoming the Supreme High Robotnik! Today, Mobius. Tomorrow, the universe!
So we start off the Chaos Emerald arc, November 10th, 1993. Robotnik goes time-traveling to find 4 Chaos Emeralds that could make him all-powerful. His first stop is the time of Blackbeard, the pirate, where he enlists the pirate's help to find the Emerald of Invisibility. However, with help from a local scientist, Sonic and Tails go after him and thwart his attempts to obtain the Emerald. Sonic says the segment was caution with sharp objects. Alrighty then. First thing I noticed out of this one, Sonic just Supermaned. You look at that first time travel thing after the professor, where he's going round and round and around the Earth, and then poof, he's gone. Well, that's exactly what happened in Richard Donner's 1978 Superman. And I have always been, this is actually going to tie into something. I doubt at this point of this recording and when this airs, you'll actually have gotten to this, but this also ties into the Big Bad Movie Show, folks. Yeah. Because I'm sorry, I simply loathe the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2. I prefer the Lester cut. Because the Lester cut was what was originally intended. It was what was, well, it may not be what it was originally intended from. It's not originally intended because of Donner having problems and Lester came in and did his own thing. I get that. But what I mean by originally intended was this, the Lester cut was the one that was originally in theaters when it got released in 80, right?
Somewhere around there.
80. Yeah. Cause I don't know. Anyway. But Superman 2, the Donner. Give me a break. That movie makes no damn sense.
Neither of them make any sense. Time travel breaks your continuity. It does in this cartoon, even.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Quite literally, in a few episodes. Dare I say, if I had a choice of watching a Superman movie that isn't the original film between the sequels, I would rather watch Superman 3 over the Donner cut.
You are absolutely incorrect.
Well, you know.
At least it isn't Superman 4.
You leave Nuclear Man alone. He's just misunderstood.
It was a Golden Globus film. That's like that's like one step above a Dino De Laurentiis film. And barely.
Don't you dare say anything against Supergirl. I will kick your ass. Anyways. Black Butt the Pirate. What did you think of this one? The first part of the Chaos Emerald arc?
Well, at first I was like, oh my god, do we actually have a story arc here?
Because yeah, I know.
It ends kind of abruptly. I was like, wait a minute. There were still more Chaos Emeralds.
Yep.
So that kind of shocked me. I like the idea that that Sonic can leave notes and the professor who's still in the future can find them and send back in time objects that he needs, like the super shoes and shit like that. I thought that was kind of cute. And yeah, also, all four of these episodes have the same animation that I was talking about in the last episode, the last podcast episode about I don't remember what episode that was, but the animation is a step up from the rest of the series where the characters seem to have a little more volume to them. They're drawn a little more in a three-dimensional way, and that's good. It's consistent throughout all four episodes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that time travel thing with sending notes to the future and getting stuff and whatever else, that is a trope, but it's not a bad trope because I've seen that used in cartoons since this and probably before this.
Or even Bill and Ted. Remember Trash Can. Remember Trash Can. And then a trash can lands on top of the guy's head. Or they have to remember to plant the keys somewhere.
Yeah, that's... I mean, again, you could even go to Back to the Future with Doc's, you know, sending the... We've had this telegram in our office for X number of years.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing. Like I said, I don't mind the time travel trope here of like I said, Sonic sending notes to the future. I think that's cool because that's a way to get the professor character in there without having to have him jump on the boogie board time machine. Really? Seriously? A hoverboard as a time machine? Come on!
What else could we be referencing here?
You can now own a hoverboard from Mattel.
But it doesn't operate over water.
You need power! Oh, God. All right, up next in the Chaos Emerald arc is Hedgehog of the Hound Table. I wonder what this could be talking about. Robotnik's next stop is the time of King Arthur. God, please no. And the Knights of the Round Table to get the Emerald of Invincibility. Sonic and Tails follow him as usual, but Robotnik, with the unwitting help of local wizard Merlinix, obtains the emerald and takes over the kingdom. So, when should Elvis start playing? Because this episode ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That was kind of a reach.
What are you gonna do? Have Cooler running the kingdom and all the pound puppies as subjects?
I hate the puns in these 90 cartoons.
Why do you hate the puns in these 90s cartoons, Neil?
Because they're terrible.
King Arthur. Oh my god.
But at least it's a decent enough episode.
Yeah, it is. The Sonic says PSA was about swimming alone. And the first thing I thought of was, the first note I had written down was, King Arthur episode, where's Starscream?
Yeah.
A Decepticon Raider in King Arthur's court was better than this. And I should have wrote this down earlier, but I wrote it down in this second episode. So this late in the series, they try to bring in the Chaos Emeralds. Really? Was it a little too late here?
Yeah, it was a little too late. Although they did try to monkey around with the episode order. This would have been like in the middle of the season, because I guess we did kind of screw up with the order of the episodes in this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. We're almost done.
Yeah.
We tried to get it right. Yeah. At least the character arcs are correct. Yeah. I mean,
to be fair, the Wikipedia entry didn't make it very clear.
No, not at all. So there is that. Hedgehog of the Hound Table as the second part of Chaos Emeralds. It was okay, but like you said, the puns in this were just bad. 2.5.
I'll give it a 3.
3. Okay. All right, Robotnik's pyramid scheme.
Robotnik's bought into herbal life.
Yeah, he did. He's erasing Sonic's family tree in order to get the Chaos Emerald of Immortality. Sonic and Tails go after him, prevent Robotnik from interfering with his ancestors' meeting, and then race to the crypt of Robotnik's ancestor, Robotnik Otep. Really? Seriously?
So we are directly referencing the mummy now.
Yep, pretty much. Where the emerald is kept. The Sonic Says segment was about skateboard safety because they're on a time-traveling skateboard. Yay! This one... Did you notice the Transformers the Movie image in this?
No.
So... There is a TFTM image in this. When they are pushing the block the first time, you see an undershot, an under-camera shot of looking up at them as they're pushing it. Reminds me of, you know, when RC Cup and Hot Rod were pushing the shuttle. Or not the shuttle,
the rocket launcher
into place. When RC says something about, you know, don't you think, you know, you should have been prepared, yada, 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 and whatever else. And there are two different shots. One of the upshot of looking at their faces, and then one from a behind view of them pushing it over into the wall. And the first thing I thought of was the Transformers the Movie thing, because we can't go one episode at this point without mentioning Transformers at any point.
It's obligatory.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts on the pyramid scheme?
They did another Back to the Future reference with Sonic erasing himself momentarily.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, all you really needed was The Temptations and Earth Angel.
Yeah, the Under the Sea Dance.
Yep. I like Pyramid Scheme as the third part of the arc. I think it's good. I don't think it's as good as the final episode of the arc. But overall,
I give it a 3.5. It was fun.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
All right. And finally, today, Prehistoric Sonic. Despite the intervention of Sonic and Tails, Robotnik obtains the Chaos Emerald of Life in prehistoric times, and the other emeralds becomes Supreme High Robotnik. Sonic and Tails stop him by going back in time and teaming up with their past selves. Electrical appliance safety. What the f*** does that have to do with time travel?
I don't know.
I don't know either. This is everything that Doc Brown warned us against with time travel.
Well, I don't think time travel safety would have counted as a PSA.
No, I know, but I'm saying the
sure
episode.
You don't accidentally erase yourself from history. Sonic says.
Yeah, I'm saying this episode is, you know, you're not supposed to meet up with your past selves. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. But my note on this is, I love the prehistoric cave people, whatever they're supposed to be. I don't know. They call in the show, they call them teddy bears. I don't think I don't think those are Teddy Ruxpin's ancestors at all. But I love when the leader is coming down and they don't catch him and they just all walk away while whistling. I thought that was hilarious. Like, we don't know what's going on here. We didn't do it. I love that. All the fat sound effects for Robotnik are hilarious in this episode. This is one episode I will give them on the fat jokes because, oh my god, every time he got either pushed down, knocked down, or whatever, somebody kicked him in his butt, or all the fat sound effects were great. I love that Robotnik is actually thinking in this episode. He tied Tails' tails together so he couldn't fly away. Master of the Universe, really, Robotnik? Really? I think Skeletor will have something to say about that. The Krabby Wife. Oh, God, the Krabby Wife. So Robotnik, he has this ray that turns organic matter into metal. Hey, it's Megatron! Whoops. But anyway, he turns the treasure chest into a crabby treasure chest, and the treasure chest eats Sonic. and Tails has to think about how to get Sonic free, and somehow he finds the only female crab around. And at the end of the scene, after the treasure chest spit Sonic out, you see the female crab chasing after the male treasure chest crab thing with a rolling pin. Oh my god.
Classic humor.
Mm-hmm. Time traveling multiple Sonic and Tails. I thought this was cool. As much as, you know, you're supposed to follow Doc Brown's rules and not come face to face with your future or past selves. I thought this was really cool because it was an all out team up, and you had, what was it, 5 different versions of them,
right?
In total, including the actual versions of them, and you basically had 5 different Sonic spinballs going at once.
Oh, jeez. So you know what he's actually done is by going back in time and meeting his past selves through time travel. He's essentially created alternate universe versions of himself now. And as Futurama has taught us, that means that we have to kill them.
Yes. Kill them. Kill them all!
Or there's some anti-paradox property of the universe where they'll just, they'll meet their doom anyway.
Mm-hmm. What else did you like about this one or not like about this one?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I thought it was a fairly nice little story arc that they threw into the middle of this this cartoon. I was not expecting it.
Yeah, I was so not expecting this.
Yeah. It's like, where was this in Sad Am?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nowhere. Nowhere. I almost wish part of this was, like I said before, extended out a little bit. Like, make it be the 7 Chaos Emeralds and have the first... Well, not really the first, but have 6 or... Well, yeah, you could have 7 episodes going after each one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Infinity Stones from Marvel and things like that. Yeah. But then have like an 8th episode where Sonic gets them from Robotnik and everything is safe, but just have like a back and forth kind of thing.
A couple of them were kind of redundant. I mean, there was the Invincibility Emerald, mm-hmm. and the
immortality.
Yeah, it wasn't like, isn't that kind of the same thing?
Yeah.
Although, you know, one thing I forgot to mention earlier episode is that the Invincibility Emerald, what it did to Robotnik was kind of that costume he was wearing was kind of hard to look at.
Yeah, it was. I guess it took him becoming all supreme and powerful for him to actually get muscles and abs and things, because, mm-hmm. I mean, all his fat is gone, so no more fat jokes until the end, obviously. I almost wish this was the end of the series.
It could have been.
Not at this point. Yeah, you're right. It could have been, and it should have been. Not at this point, but take these 4 episodes and put them in between. Take them out of where they are now. Put them in between Robo Ninjas and Sonically Ever After. Because I'm not looking at the wiki anymore, so I don't know. I think Sonically Ever After is to give the show a happy ending, and then obviously Christmas Blast is a truncated Christmas-themed episode. So, but overall, I enjoyed the overall arc for this. This episode specifically, I'm going to give it a 4.5. I thought it was great. I thought everything kind of came together. I wasn't cringing at any of the jokes in this one at all. So what about you for this one?
I'll give it a 4.
All right. Overall, I thought the Chaos Emerald arc was done well as a story arc. I'll probably give it a 3.5. There was some things left to be desired, but overall, they pretty much ran it well.
Right.
So there's that. We are going to take a quick break, come back to close the show after this.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com.
We brought the entire convention center to the brink of an intergenre geek war.
Okay, Michael, if we're going to tackle this podcast thing, we've got to do something really special. It has to be cool, daily, in audio form, and undetectable by radar. Something that screams summer. I know, let's do a Phineas and Ferb review podcast. We'll call it the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, or PALCA for short. What do you think?
I think if we're not careful, Candace is going to bust us.
You can find PALCA on the GeekCast Radio Network, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all of the other methods you find podcasts.
We'll give you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the GeekCast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here on episode 89. We only have 4 episodes left of Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, because 90 to 93... 90, 91, 92 are all episodes, and 93 is the recap, and 94, who knows? Maybe we will find some Christmas video game cartoons for you.
Oh, jeez. Maybe we can try to get that Pac-Man one in there.
Oh, Lord.
Or yeah, did we already review that on a different show? I don't know.
I don't remember. No, I don't think we did Pac-Man. I would have remembered that. So basically, folks, what's going to happen here is, as I've said this year, we're doing the Summer of Sonic, and we've pretty much kind of... I think this episode will run into... these episodes through 93 will run into probably the end of October, maybe. I'm not sure yet. It just depends on when I schedule them. But episode 94 will be the holiday show this year, and we will try to find holiday-themed video game cartoons that we haven't already talked about. So that'll be that, and then we'll take a break for the holiday season, and then next year we'll come back with episodes 95 to 100, and that'll be that for the podcast. So in 5 years, we got through it all. Mm-hmm. I know there were several listeners that were like, I'm liking what they're doing, but I'm not so sure they're going to get through all 100 planned episodes.
We almost didn't.
Yeah, we almost didn't. A couple of times, we almost didn't.
I'm tired of this, and I'm not going to take it anymore. One computer committed suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Luckily, it was brought back to life, so it's technically a zombie computer at this point.
We gave it a Phoenix down.
Oh, damn.
That's a Final Fantasy reference.
I know. Oh,
was
damn.
Wasn't anything dirty?
Now all I can think of is, where does Jean Grey fit into that?
Oh, wrong. Well,
I know. All right, where can the people find you online, sir?
Decian.com. On Twitter, it's Peelin Bailey, and on Facebook, just look for the Raving Hipster.
Raving dot hipster.
You'll find it. It's TV's Mr. Neil. Just be talking about video games and cartoons and random dumb crap.
And Puddin' Pops.
Skulls and Fowls.
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at TFG1Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Shoot us email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. If anybody wants to leave us feedback on the Sonic stuff, please do. Leave us iTunes reviews as well. Coming up next time, we've got Babysitter Jitters, Honey, I Shrunk the Hedgehog, Robotnik Land, the Mobius 5000. Shouldn't that be the Mobius 500? But anyway, and the Little Murhog.
Jesus Christ.
So I guess at the end of that episode, or maybe in between the Mobius 5000 and the Little Murhog, I need to, you know, kiss the girl.
Oh, jeez. You kiss the girl, and then you put the thing in the drink. Oh, wait, no, no.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God. That is so not a town hall topic. Join us next time and help us find the pixels in the animation. We will see you then.
Later.
Jell-O pudding pops, frozen pudding on a stick. You know, all the finest castles serve Jell-O pudding pops.
They do?
Mm-hmm. It's a snack fit for a king because it's so rich and creamy.
Yeah!
And Mom won't throw you into the old dungeon when you eat it because she knows it's made with real pudding.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Jell-O brand pudding pops. All the goodness of real Jell-O pudding made with milk, so you know it's wholesome.
A veritable feast for the tummy.
And I won't end up in the dungeon.
Oh, God.